Recording in progress.
Good morning, everyone. You won't believe it today. Oh my goodness. I mean, if Monday wasn't my best day, today is even better. And let me tell you why. Number one, I'm happy to host Speak to Me First podcast show. I'm your host, Toy Johnson Vincent, the No Sugarcoating Coach. But you know what? Today is not all about me, as I say on all of my podcast episodes. It is truly about the guests that come here, come on board and talk about whether it's their book or their journey of life and what's going on with them. And we really get into it. So it really is about the guests. I love to hear stories of resilience, so pop a few of those in. I always tell my guests, we want to know, how did you get to what you're doing now? And how can maybe somebody else, you can help others or empower them as well. So, like I said, every now and again, I get a guest that has somewhat of a similar background, although I'm an aspiring author, so I'm going to learn from the best. And today is no different. I'm talking about, number one, you got to get her name right. You just got to get it right. She will tell you what it is because she is a native of New York, just like I am, but she's lived around, goodness gracious, she's lived around the world practically. So we won't stop there. We're talking Tampa Bay. Everybody knows Miss D, the job coach. And let's just say her real, that name that everybody, what is her name? I know you said job. It's Margaret D. Bellott. And guess what? Miss D, the job coach, will correct me if I said that wrong. But let me tell you a little bit more, because she's got the biggest smile. Oh, you thought you knew about job coaching. Not Miss D. You talking a professional truck driver? Ooh, boy, can we get into that one. So this is a real good journey that I want to hear more about. So without further ado, let's figure this out about her book, which is Seven. Right? Seven. Listen to that. Coaches, are you out there? Wannabe, inspiring coaches. And what about your clients that you've dealt with? You think you know something, but you gotta get the book. Yes. 10 questions. I'm gonna leave it there because it's more than just a title. Welcome, welcome, Miss D, the job coach, Margaret D. Bellott. Ah!
You know, I'm going to tell you, I have a really, really long resume. And
yes.
I usually tell people, don't read all that stuff. Yeah, yeah, we'll touch on it while we talk.
Yes. We're on a limited timer. Well.
We can't do all the things.
No.
I'm the all the things lady.
We can't. But I'm thanking you so much to take that time out for your busy day, because I know you're doing your book tour right now. So this means a lot to me that even you can give me this few minutes to enlighten us about your book, who is the book for, and basically, essentially, you know, how did you go from the whole HR, which was what my background, primary background is, and becoming an author, and let alone we already know the side of a professional CDL driver. So the floor is yours.
Well, thank you so much. So I'm going to start at the beginning. And when I finish turning, I hope you're still with me. So I'm a financial services professional turned HR professional turned career coach turned professional truck driver turned author. So that's 5 different careers that I've had. Mm-hmm. Roughly every 7 to 10 years, I've had to pivot, either for professional reasons or personal reasons. And I encourage people to not be afraid to pivot and do something else. Mm-hmm. So the pandemic forced people to do something else.
That's right.
The biggest situation that forced me personally to do something else, the very first time that I really changed my whole life and career, was 2009 economic downturn. Some of us remember that. People were laid off. They were right-sized. They were left-sized. they were pushed out of organizations because of what the economy looked like. And at that time, that's when I transformed my life intentionally for the first time. When I moved from being the trainer in corporate America to the entrepreneur career coach,
yes,
I had to take some steps. And that's a lot of what my book is about, encouraging people to take steps.
I like it already because you, first of all, since you said it's almost, we say a dual career, but it's almost a triple career. You know how they say, you know, with athletes, hey, that's a triple thing. You're not only an athlete, you're not necessarily a fashion model. And if you are, you're doing that and you're doing TV. That's really encouraging. So for people, if you're just joining in and you're listening, I'm telling you, the job coach just landed right on you. She just told you, she already has multiple career and pivoted from one to another, and it's working. So in terms of your, let's just take this back for me, because we became connected through not social media, believe it or not. It was really more of Dress for Success Tampa Bay. I know that I've met you in person, and we didn't connect a whole lot really after that. But because of the magic of social media, we still kept in touch, you know, with that on and off. And we had a long conversation on, you know, personal call to talk about what some things you were doing even last year. So with that said, how's your year going right now? And what are some of the hot things you got going out in Tampa? Well, that's just for me. I'm in Atlanta, so I'm going to say down in Tampa Bay.
I want to roll back and touch on Dress for Success for a minute.
Okay.
Because some people think of Dress for Success as those ladies in suits, or maybe they've seen us somewhere. But I want to tell you my Dress for Success story. So I talked about all the career changing, but I didn't really talk about some of the reasons for some of my changes. Remember, I said that some of my changes were personal. They were motivated by personal situations.
Right.
So after a very tumultuous divorce that left me without a car, a home, a job, and a family that I had spent many years working to build, I left. I left where I was in the Carolinas. I wanted a change of scenery, I guess. No, I wanted to be close to my dad. My dad lived in the Tampa Bay area for a lot of years. And by coming to Tampa Bay and sitting by the water and finding resources, listen to my word, finding resources to help me rebuild my life, that's what Dress for Success did for me. Wow. The women of the professional women's group of Dress for Success wrapped arms around me. They didn't just put a suit on me and help me get ready to go back to work, but they wrapped arms around me and we created a network and bonds that helped me to transition from one phase of my life to another. That's probably one of the most important parts of my story that sometimes people don't know. I've been an ambassador and a representative and a shout-out girl for Dress for Success for over 10 years. When I came to Tampa in 2011, I lived in a homeless shelter. And my counselor, Gifty, isn't that a cool name?
Yes.
Gifty referred me to Dress for Success. And when I walked out of there that day, I carried my suits in my bag like Julia Roberts from Pretty Woman. And I have to tell you that Dress for Success was the beginning of what you see now as Miss B, the job coach, that trucking chick, and now author. I want to tell people that you've got to build a network of people.
Yeah.
You're part of my network.
Yeah.
Because of our affiliation with Dress for Success.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And your story will resonate with someone who will listen to this globally, because currently I'm in 12 countries, and the largest country is the U.S. So somebody out there I am hopeful that what you just said about your own journey, I mean, you taught you several things, divorce, homelessness, and you're a woman empowering other women. You have been helping and doing it, not just talking about it, because I like that about you, because I've read a lot of your bio, so we don't have to go all into that, because you're here and we will know who you are even after this interview. If they don't know you, then they'll know. You know what? There's a song out there, some R&B, that's which right. I love. If you don't know, then you know. And that's what I love about that, because we're multifaceted people in general, and we don't need to be or feel that we have to be one dimensional or, okay, I got a divorce, I'm done. Or I got, you know, I'm homeless and I'm done, because I've read several stories from people who are now millionaires, billionaires, if you will, who they were in your shoes at some point in their lives. And, you know, so this is great, especially for our young people out there. And when I say young people, I mean somebody maybe younger than myself, you know, that are trying to say, I can't do this, I can't do that. No, there are people who have suffered multiple losses. And thank you for sharing that story. And if you don't mind, and I know you agree, I'm just going to give a shout out to Katie McGill, who was on the show earlier last year. Katie McGill, the executive director of Dress for Success Tampa Bay. If anybody is listening, go ahead. You can pull that up. Google it very easily. If indeed you want to volunteer or help out with that organization. And one of the things, I'm going to go now right into your book, because that's really, that's key. I just keep saying the number 7, and we used to think about, well, 7 is the lucky 7. You know, whether I'm superstitious or not, I don't care about that today. I just said, I'm lucky to have Margaret, and I love to say your last name, so you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Guess what? There's more to my name. I made it short for folks.
Coach
so,
D?
Quickie story.
Yes.
My legal name is Margaret DeBellot Torres. And so I hyphenated my name because many people knew me as Margaret DeBellot. And in business, when you change your name, sometimes people get confused.
True.
So I kept the DeBellot when I got married. I mean, I kept the DeBellot and added on the Torres. So I became a hyphenated name.
Okay.
Well, I have 2 children with 2 different last names.
Okay.
I'm sure somebody understands this story.
Yes.
Because we don't want to alienate our kids, so we do things, right? So I have this super long name that doesn't fit on anything, and most people don't know how to say DeBellot, so they go for the Torres if I have my whole name there. When I branded my business,
okay,
and myself, I made it easy for people. I go, Miss D. My clients started calling me Miss D because they couldn't say DeBellot Torres. And I love it. I love that people are embracing the idea,
yes,
that you can find a way to communicate. You can find a way to connect,
yes,
even when we have challenging obstacles like names.
Yes, that is correct. And and one last thing on that note. No, my name isn't Toya. It's not short for LaToya. My name is Toy. Some people pronounce it Toye, in African cultures, and I love that. I love the sound of that. So I'm fine. Just call me. Just make sure you call me for dinner. And yes, it's Toy, T-O-Y-E. And shout out to my friends.
So I'm a reader.
Yes.
I'm a reader. Right?
Right.
And I tell people there's lots of great information in books. So that's why I wrote one.
Okay.
I forget the name of the book now, and I give it away to people. In this book, however, it's going to come back to me. In this book, the gentleman was talking about the idea of how to win friends and influence people. Mm-hmm. That's the book. Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. Mm-hmm. He said, in this book, the most important sound to any one person is the sound of their own name. Mm-hmm. So if you remember people's names and you say them correctly, and you you say their name while you're talking to them, they know that you're talking to them and that you recognize them based on their name. Yeah. So I tell people all the time, get people's names right. Mm-hmm. If my name is not easy, so let's have a conversation about it.
Right.
Let's connect, and I'll teach you how to say it.
Yes. And I'm a communication major, so you know we're more focused on getting it right.
That's right.
And we do training on that, but we that's gonna be on a whole nother show. We might come back, and when we get more into, okay. We'll talk more about your HR background and coupled with mine, and we may do different things. I know you have a huge background in HR, particularly years as a trainer. Saw that out on your bio at Sprint. And I just want to say, you know, my hats are off to you because a lot of people now, you can't find very many people who are still in HR after 10 years. So shout out to you on that. You're a trainer. I'm the talent acquisition for my background. But let's get right into it. In terms of your book, tell us the name. Who is the book for? Because I kept saying when I looked at the title, and we had this talk off camera and off whatever on the telephone call, and was saying, wait a minute, what are you talking about? You mean you're going to have a book out there and the coaches are going to be like, why is that book for people who want to self-coach? What? No way. We're trying to get clients and now we have a book that says self-coach. Hello. All right. You got the floor. Go ahead.
Here's what I want to do. First, I want to show you the book. Let me show you the cover.
Yes. Here it is. Seven questions.
Now, and here's the back cover. It's a great photo of me. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Hannah Rosella, for my beautiful photo. But now I want to show you its importance. Lots of books on the shelf are very thick and heavy and have lots of stories and examples. I didn't want a book like that. I have seven questions, and I want you to spend your time thinking about your answers to these seven questions. That's it. The stories, my stories are great. I can give you those. You don't need to read those. The story you're writing this time is yours. In this noisy world of coaches and of just the information that we're getting through technology and podcasts and all of that, I think, this is just me, I think there's a time that we selves. There's a time to get advice, but there's a time to listen to your inner voice as well. And so this book is short on purpose. This book, I dropped it in January on purpose because January is the time that people are starting to organize and set goals and think about what they want to do next.
Right.
And it's also a time that they hire coaches. Mm-hmm. Sometimes coaches that they're not ready for because they haven't organized their own thoughts. They haven't sat down and sorted out who they are, what they really want, where they think they want to go. They haven't thought about the obstacles. This is the book to do it with. These seven questions. I've talked to coaches about this book because oftentimes in my journey as a coach, I've met people that were not ready to hire me to help them because their stuff wasn't organized. Their resume, they didn't even have one. And I'm a coach that doesn't write resumes. That's kind of odd sometimes for folks because you know your story better than I do. I'm asking you to sit down for 7 days and answer these seven questions, not for me, for you, so that you can more clearly articulate to me or whatever coach you hire where you are now and where you want to go.
Absolutely. And the thing is, it's about capital Y-O-U, as I always say in a lot of my lives and talks. You know, you have to learn and know who you are. That is, we're taught that even in the first coaching 101 for people to understand when we're trying to coach a client. Do you know who you are? And people will say, well, my name is, no, who are you really? And we're all unique. We don't think alike necessarily. We don't look alike necessarily, but we all have a journey. But you need to understand, what is your destiny and why are you here? What are you meant to do or be, and et cetera? So you have to examine yourself. And it looks to me like self-coaching, I guess, meet all of us as coaches, certified life ones, myself included, probably need to read the entire book so we understand the process.
Well, here's the thing, Toy.
Yeah.
I truly believe that in this noisy world, sometimes we need to be quiet.
Okay.
There's a lot of noise going on around us right now, and people are not flat Stanley. If you don't, the flat Stanley is the cardboard cutout guy. It's a book, children's book. And flat Stanley is a piece of cardboard. He's like this. He's flat. People are not flat. People are multidimensional. We have ideas and goals and dreams and all the things. And I say, take 7 days, ask yourself these 7 questions, and decide what direction you're ready to pivot in. You go higher. And you're not ready, the coach is going to push you like coaches do. The coach is going to encourage you like coaches do. And you may take all that coaching. You weren't really ready.
Wow. Yes. And, you know, that's just, and it's a lot of money on the table too, because again, if it becomes a business for the coach and then for the client, now you're giving your money, but you haven't really taken the time to figure out. And quite honest, a lot of people, even as a coach, I will say this, a lot of people, they may think they don't need a coach. And they're kind of, but everybody has one, whether you have your own business, you're an entrepreneur, and says, get a coach. And, you know, that's why we offer these complimentary coaching calls and discovery calls, so that's the time. I'm telling you, folks, this is the hidden secret. You need to take advantage, including the one I'm offering. I went from 30 to 45 minutes. You know, most coaching calls are just about that anyway. About that length of time. So, and then you haven't dropped a dime. So again, self-coaching, hashtag self-coaching. We'll make sure we keep that out there. Hashtag clients, you know. Can you just tell us, like really quickly, can you go ahead and give us the 1 through 7, just the name of the, you know, can you say that? Because
sure,
we want people to go and buy the book, you know. So, I mean, just say the, you know, the 7.
So question one is, who are you?
Okay.
Question 2 is, what do you believe? Question 3, what do you want? Question 4, who is going to help you? Question 5, what is it going to cost? Question 6, when should you begin? And when you buy the book, you'll find out what question 7 is.
Ooh, I knew she was going to do it. That's that native New Yorker. Ooh, slick right on in there. Just leave us right there. Yes.
Let me also, you asked me the question, who is the book for?
Yes.
So let me say this. Yeah. The back of the book, are you at a crossroad in your life? Feeling uncertain, yet you know you need to make a change. Do you feel like life is happening to you and not for you? Here's what I know. Change happens with or without you. Would you like to take a more active role in how your life changes? Would you like to decide what to change and when? Well, here's the guide to do it.
Wow. 7 questions to self-coach to the next level. And who doesn't want to go to the next level in their journey of life? your career life, your professional life, your family life. Because you can't be one-dimensional. You know, we have families, whether it's your spouse or significant others, siblings. There's, you know, at some point, we all probably need a coach, but you have to figure out when is the right time for you. I tell people, because, you know, I'm very frugal, so I don't drop my money just like da-da-da-da-da. Whether I have it or not, I choose not to just drop my money anywhere. And so good books, you know, brings really a lot to be said. And every now and again, an author will come along, such as yourself, and put it on the table. I wouldn't even have thought about writing a book such as this. Interesting enough, but I'm glad that you did. Somebody out there. Let me ask you, with the one of the things you said, and I like this, the question, who's going to help you? Who is going to help you?
Well, here's what I believe. I believe that if your goal or your dream only includes you, it's not big enough. I'm a Caribbean girl from Brooklyn, and I go big or go home. I mentored under millionaire salesmen early in my career journey, and we didn't play soft. We played hard. I never played football, but I was grouped in business by a football coach. Mm-hmm. So my thought process is, whatever it is that you want to do, mm-hmm. it's going to include you make it blindsided. How many times have you heard about the really successful person that along their journey got divorced because they didn't include planning with their spouse because they didn't think it mattered? How many times have you heard of that kid parents are very successful, but they're miserable because their parents didn't include them in the journey? So there are people in your life that are going to be impacted by the change that you make. And if you don't take inventory of it, blindsiding will happen. No, you may not end up divorced. No, your kids may not end up frustrated with you, but you may end up frustrated because you're trying to swim upstream while these people that really depend on you are holding on to you because they don't understand what's happening.
Yes, yes. And that's correct. And one thing that you just said, because they don't understand what's happening. I like to repeat that. You know, it's very challenging. It's been a challenging year for most of us. I'm going to switch gears right now before we start to on the wrap up. You do have a fantastic career background as an HR professional. And I said, I need to get you back on the show to talk. But just really briefly, can you just tell people, there may be someone out there that says, well, wait a minute, the job coach, Miss D, the job coach, she's an author. And did you not say truck driver? And don't let me think you're going to get off of this live without saying that. And HR, yeah, just those three things. Can you tell me how it all ties together? And really, I mean, truck driver, you got the floor.
So the word I'm going to give you is transferable skills. Transferable skills. So as an HR professional turned career coach, I turned to career coaching because when I interview people and I watch them do a really, really terrible job interviewing, I said, one day I'm going to teach people how to do this right. And when I came to Tampa, I started working with different groups of people who were challenged because they were at a pivot point in their life and they didn't know how to go through the interview process. Either they had worked a job a really long time and maybe they were downsized. They hadn't thought about interviewing and resumes and maybe online applications and all of that. They were like, what is that? And so in the Tampa Bay area, I started teaching different groups of people, transitioning veterans, I had a specialty group, the transitioning from the long-term and short-term incarceration backgrounds, people who had maybe ageism was challenging to them. You know, these different things, people have different barriers for different reasons. So for me, going from knowing on the other side of the desk what people wanted to going to telling people what to say when they get to the interview or how to get to the interview, that was an easy transition. Mm. Well, along comes the pandemic. And going to work from home, which I did a long time in corporate America, I did not want to do that again. Mm. So here's something I ask my clients when they come to me and say they want a different career. I say, what's something you always wanted to do? Like even when you were a little kid, mm-hmm. and you right now, maybe, well, I always wanted to drive an 18-wheeler truck. I love me some Peterbilts and some chicken lights. I love cowboy boots and overalls. People don't know that about me. And so when the pandemic came, I didn't want to work from home 100% of the time. So I went on the road. I researched how to get into trucking. I went to trucking school, Tampa Trucking School. Shout out to them because they worked with this chick here who had been in an office, never been on a farm, never drove, nothing like that. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to do it. And I believe my sheer determination, along with the team at Tampa Trucking School, mm-hmm. got me through CDL licensing, out on the road. I stayed on the road for 18 months. And then I wrote a book.
Mm. And you said 18 months and with an 18-wheeler.
That's right.
Yes.
18 months with an 18-wheeler.
Wow. I mean, how fitting is that? An 18-month 18-wheeler. I mean, it just doesn't get any better than that. Really.
Buddy, I got stories. I got stories. And guess what? I came home with a pound for each of those 18 months.
Yes. Well, that'll be a whole nother, I'm telling you, you know, we just need to book you like once a week or something. First of all, you've done some fantastic interviews. I did check out a few. You're on YouTube and on multiple podcasts or talk shows, etc. And you had your own too. So I just wanted to say you were really shaking it up down there in Tampa. So people know your name. If you don't know it, now you know. Miss D, the job coach. I've been speaking to Margaret D. Volat. Yes. Yes, she's a native New Yorker, Brooklyn, just like me. I have to represent Brooklyn and Queens. I'm born in Jamaica, Queens, Hollis, bam, and raised in Brooklyn Crown Heights, so I can't leave anybody out. But I want to tell you, no matter where you listen to this, after the broadcast, after the live, all of that, make sure you connect with Miss D, the job coach. Don't worry if you're not a coach. Don't worry about that. Even if you are a coach, I say connect with her on LinkedIn especially, and all social media platforms. Well, there's the thing about, have you, and I wanted to ask this because before we wrap up, you have all of these things, all your accolades, you got titles, it can go da 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 da. But with all that you've done, what's next? Is there anything you haven't done that you want to share with the world? Because it is a global podcast.
So some people know this little nugget about me. I am the founder of an event annually called the Empowerment Summit Tampa Bay.
Okay.
And it happens here in Tampa Bay. People come from all over the world to hear my speakers and to network and to support the local charity that we raise awareness and money for. Mm-hmm. And I intend to hashtag change the world and take that event around the world. So you mentioned that I've lived a lot of places. People think that I went trucking so that I could travel. Actually, I've been to 43 of the 48 states, and I've lived in 7 of them. Yeah,
wow.
I've lived as far out west as Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I tell people all the time, I took my truck and I went across the country and visited all my friends. That's what I did.
Correct.
So the next thing for me, which was your question, mm-hmm. what's next? Mm-hmm. Around the world. Mm-hmm. I'm planning to go to the Netherlands. I'm planning to go to Uganda. I'm planning to go to South Africa. Trying to figure out the dynamics with this COVID thing,
yeah.
and all that stuff.
Right. You know?
So once we get it all worked out, mm-hmm. my team is arranging my trip around the world.
Wow. And I'm glad we're right on to that, because we want to make sure people can find you. Because let me tell you something. You've been listening to Miss Coach D, Margaret D. Bellott. Yes, she's currently based out of Tampa Bay. But let me tell you something. You may not find her there, because she'll be on the road. She's involved right now in a book signing. And I want you to be able to tell people, how can they get in touch with you? Even including coaches who, you know, they might say, wait a minute, I need to really talk to the job coach. And it may not be about a job, but they may just want to talk to you as a coach. You know, realistically, now, where can people actually find you, your website or through social media? And tell us about that book signing. Can anybody just show up, or how does that work?
Okay, so how can you find me? I have all the things. I'm not a TikToker. I have to say that, because everybody's crazy about TikTok. I'm not so much. I'm not. So you won't find me on TikTok. You will find me on Google. Mm-hmm. MS as in Sam, D as in David, the job coach. MSD job coach. If you Google that, if you put it in Instagram, put it in Facebook, put it in LinkedIn, all the things. Instagram.
You're on Twitter.
What's the other? Twitter. Yeah.
I know that, yeah. Because I got
so many of them, right?
Excuse me. Yes.
And sometimes people tell me, well, how can you manage all of them? And I actually manage all my social media personally. If you send me a message, it's me who's going to answer it, not somebody else. Mm-hmm. One of the reasons why I do that is because I believe in connecting with my community. I believe in making true connections. Mm-hmm. People fight me about it all the time, but MSD to www.msd the job coach, exactly how it's said is how it's spelled. I want people to be able to connect with me. I even give out my phone number, so here goes: 704-277-8714. I've had that phone number for over 20 years.
Okay. And can you say that website? Did you give your email or the website right before that? Because I think the internet's kind of going in and out here. Go ahead.
That's okay. www.msdthejobcoach.com.
Whoa.
Miss D, the job coach.
Bam. And there you have it. They'll find you. And this is what I believe. When people want to find something, if they are passionate about it and they want their journey to be successful, and whether you get hiccups or not, they will find the resources, which was given here today. You dropped the gems. I knew you were going to do it, without a doubt. People are just going to love, you know, just hearing about your story. And of course, I learned it was something I did not know, as you mentioned, regarding being homeless, and that you're on your feet. But I know that even with COVID, there's so many people, we all have been challenged, myself included. I'm not used to being a Zoomer. I'm used to being in front on a stage, walking into the crowd, putting my microphone right up there to you, and the person looking like, oh no, don't come to me, don't come to me. But making that person who is the most uncomfortable person in the room before they came to sit in the audience, and after they leave, they're like, I can't believe it. I never thought I would actually speak in public. So these are the things that we miss. So as we're wrapping up, I'm going to say, even with all of this going on, can you leave us one piece of advice for someone who may be thinking about starting their own business or becoming an author or whatever it is, and they've gone through a journey maybe very similar to yours, and they say, that I know what she's talking about. Is there something you can leave for us today before closing? I appreciate if you can do that.
Absolutely. By the way, my book is available on Amazon as well. My book signing is coming up on 2/22, and we're doing that in Clearwater. Reach out to me. I'll give you all the details. I truly believe if you got up this morning, the universe intends for you to do something amazing. Mm-hmm. And you never know what you might do that will hashtag change the world.
Mm. Wow.
That's it.
My goodness. What a way to end the show, folks. I'm telling you, I think I'm just done for the day. I have to put I'm in the no call zone today because I'm sitting here writing all the 7 questions I have to ask myself. And believe you me, we all have a story. I thank you so much for sharing a large piece of your journey, if you will. It wasn't a small chunk. It was a large piece. And we know the best way to digest most things are in kind of smaller chunks. And so people can learn more about you. I'm going to go ahead and say your website one more time because it's important. And I'm telling you, yes, you can find her on all the social media platforms. But for all of those who just like, what is the website? We're going to say it one more time and then I'm going to roll us out of here. Go ahead.
www.m as in Margaret, s as in Sam, d as in David, thejobcoach.com. Miss D, the job coach.
And there you have it, folks. You've been listening to Toy Johnson Vincent. I'm your host, the No Sugar Coating Coach. Yeah, there's 2 coaches in the house today. Both native New Yorkers. Woo, woo, here we are.
Brooklyn girls.
Yes, Brooklyn. And a lot of great people came out of Brooklyn. And I'm going to tell you, I'm glad I and yourself are one of them. So shout out to people in New York City. To be specific, but I'm going with the whole state because I don't separate. And I am so happy that to all my listeners, both near and far globally, thank you so much for listening to my guest today, Margaret D. Ooh, wow. Dibalat. Dibalat. Yes. And I could just say it twice and three, it just gets nicer. And I'm telling you, learn about who you are. Sit down with yourself. Take capital Y-O-U. Take it personally because you are unique. That is what I'm hearing today. That's the takeaway or the message that I'm getting from just having this wonderful conversation. And not only that, do something in your communities, folks. This is the time. And you don't have to say, well, just like I'm saying to Coach D, you know, I'm an extrovert. Let me just put it this way. But I hadn't always been. In fact, growing up in New York, I was just the opposite. Yes, I was teased for a lot of things. You had to have tough skin growing up right there in NYC. Mm-hmm. And people, you know, they would tease me all the time. And I still have 4 core friends on the block, as we say. And my personality is very different from the rest of the 3. They know it, but I'm the same person I was back then, just developed. And I didn't let that shyness or that bullying, and I was bullied, didn't let that get to me now as an adult, because that's why I want to give back. So if something in your life, you had a journey that wasn't the best in your childhood, maybe you can talk to other kids, you know, the youth population, or serving the women such as Dress for Success Tampa Bay. Again, shout out to Katie McGill, executive director. She's just phenomenal, along with her team. Is also Diane, I believe it's Diane Howard. Yes, I want to shout out to Diane because she's always supporting me on social media and with the post and everything. And of course, your involvement with Dress for Success. So you're awesome. I already knew that. I just wanted to take that minute from your busy schedule as you are embarking on this book tour. And again, for that book tour, February
22.
You can't forget that, folks. That's the book tour, Clearwater, Florida. If you have nothing else to do, go get some sunshine, gather your rays together, and right now we're just going to put our hands together and say thank you so much, because I'm Toy Johnson Vincent, your No Sugar Coating Coach, and as I do with all of my broadcasts, I like to leave you with this. Success is in your future. Bye for now. Bye, Coach D.